Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
The Axe and Crown, Episode 9, Selected Shades of Pink.
Nannies wanted?
Maybe if I knew the first thing about human babies.
Oh, hey, Mysticore Energy, now hiring workers for new headquarters. That's construction too.
Yeah, and I'm blacklisted from every guild in town.
Right. Well, maybe next week.
I can't believe Uncle lost me my job.
Really?
I can totally believe Uncle lost me my job.
That's more like it. Well, you can help me clean up around here. You can pass me that tankard.
How's things with your girlfriend?
We're not girlfriend, you know, that's such a social construct. Do you know what I mean? Is she a girl who is also a friend? Is she a friend who is a girl? Shut up, Stan, right? I'm shutting up now. That's what I'm doing.
Does this vixen who stole your sanity have a name?
Aura. Her name is Aura.
Uh-huh. Is she cute?
Oh, yeah. Shucks. She has this way of pouting when she's angry. These little dimples just form right here. Like, it sort of actually makes me want to upset her. Is that wrong?
Sounds like she's got you right where she wants you.
Oh, yeah, totally. And you should see her hair, redder than an ogre's cheeks. And she has these gossamer wings that you wouldn't think would hold her up. At least I didn't think so. And then she dresses in all black. It's very mysterious. And, you know, her choice in makeup is a little unusual, but it's cool. You know, she's cool.
Wings, huh?
Yeah, I know, right? And a tattoo.
You don't say.
Right on her, on that place where her pixie wings meet her lower back.
You're dating a pixie?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't asked her out yet. But aside from that small, insignificant technicality.
Oh, still, I'm happy for you, Stan.
Thanks. Me too. You know, I was sort of upset when you didn't come back.
I know. I'm sorry.
I really like you, Betula.
I like you too, Stan. Just not as a boyfriend.
No, I know. I know. I get it. But, you know, maybe I could, you know, just be a friend who happens to be a boy. Or the other way around. That works too.
Yeah. I'd like that. Friends.
Woohoo! And we could totally help each other out with advice on girls. And guys, I do know a thing or two about guys, you know.
I'll take your word for it.
Oh, we can go shopping together. I'm the best at picking out tunic embroidery patterns.
How about just trading advice for now?
Right? Good idea. Hey, brain explosion. How do I ask out Aura? Do you know much about pixies?
Well, don't tell Gubbin, but I may have dated one.
What? How perfect is this? You see, we're sharing. Best friends ever. What was his name?
Her name was Luciola.
What?
Yeah, it was back in college. I'd never been outside Trollson, so I'd never met pixies before. Woo! She was a firecracker.
Say, look how dirty these tankards are.
You don't want to hear about it? Oh, is this one of those human double vision things?
Huh? Oh, you mean double standard. No, it's not one of those.
Uh-huh.
No, it's totally cool. No, it's so cool, I cannot even tell you how cool that would be, because the telling you of the coolness, it would not itself be cool.
Right.
How would you even kiss? Wait, did she fly? Or would you have to crouch down? How would I? Oh, hey, Gubbin.
Oh, Stan, Petula.
What's in the bag?
This? Nothing. Just mind your own business, all right? Aren't there dishes to do or something?
All done. Petula helped. What have you been up to?
Oh, nothing. Just, out and about.
You don't do out or about.
Yeah. What were you doing outside?
What is this, the Malurian Inquisition?
Just asking. Ah. Oh, hey, did you see the big hoarding they put up across the street last night?
It's hard to miss.
Batula and I were trying to figure out what they're working on. I think it's a third story.
I don't know. Don't care. I want that woman and her make-believe bar off my street.
What, you mean Dorothea? She's actually really nice once you get to know her.
Oh, so you're buddies now? Surprise, surprise.
Hey, Dorothea's got big plans, even beyond the Badger and Bucket. Did you know she's forming an alliance of all the businesses along this side of the river? I told her we would join. We just have to clean up a few things.
I knew it. She's taking over.
No, no, no. It's to build community, improve the neighborhood. That's what the Elbow District Coalition is all about.
Elbow District?
That's the name of this neighborhood.
I thought it was called Mud Street.
It stands for East of the Lookout Bridge Overpass.
And the W stands for...
There's no W, it's just E-L-B-O.
See? They can't even spell!
You guys are missing the point. Elbow is about renewal, breathing new life into a beloved old neighborhood.
Oh, look at the developer talk! I see why you like her.
Look, we just want to make the neighborhood nicer.
See, that's the problem! You make a place nice, and suddenly people want to live here.
Oh, goodness, people, gosh, don't want any of those living here.
And the nicer it gets, the more they want to come here, and they start trying to outbid each other until only the rich people can afford to live in the nice place, and everybody else gets sent packing. That is what is wrong with nice.
What do they mean by renewal? What do they actually do?
Well, one, they're lobbying the mayor for more town guards in the area to crack down on illegal activities.
Illegal activities? Right here in the Elbow? Surely you jest.
No, it's rife with crime. There's muggings, there's graffiti. Yesterday, some guy tried to sell me spiked gingerbread. And, Crennies, I think? I have no idea what those even are.
They're crenulated spirits. They're this alchemical thing. Back in school, people used to take them when they were studying for exams.
Oh, yeah, those! You literally, like speed up, right?
Right. Well, I don't.
Yeah, sure, you'd never partake.
I'm too big. The smaller you are, the more it speeds you up. When Luciola took them, she was pretty much in three places at once, and
that's one thing we won't have to worry about if Dorothea gets her way.
Every mayor that comes in says they're gonna clean up the streets.
Yeah, but the Elbow District Coalition is serious. And get this, they're going to offer money to places that want to renovate.
And they'll be charging how many 100% in interest?
Oh, the rates aren't that bad. But they do have to raise money to pay for all the improvements. As Dorothea says, membership has its privileges and its dues. Here.
Yes. So, is this for real?
You see? Members get discounts from local suppliers. Look at this. Half price on pink paint from Squiggly's Pigments.
Just what we need.
Yeah, that sounds very you, Uncle. Why only pink paint?
Well, there was this decree for the Queen's big birthday celebration. Every building within sight of the palace had to be painted in royally approved shades of pink.
That was months ago.
Right, but it's still in force. A direct decree from the palace. And you do not want to mess with the bailiff's office. The fine for having an off-color building is still 400 crowns.
400?
It was a pretty expensive birthday party.
Queens.
But with the discount, the paint should run us only about 75. Thinking maybe the salmon sunrise would look good? Or flustered flamingo?
Ooh, I kind of like iced raspberry.
That might clash with our sign. What about the presumptuous coral?
No, we're not within sight. You can't even see the palace until you're halfway down River Street.
But the discount!
No painting, no pink!
Whoa, whoa, Grace Marflecken, what was that?
No idea.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
The new hoarding across the street just fell down.
Oh my gosh. Is anyone hurt?
Of course no one's hurt. It's Sunday. No one on site.
What about the security guard?
He's probably around the other side of the building.
Probably.
I'm gonna go check.
What did you do, Uncle?
Nothing. I did nothing to that hoarding.
To the hoarding?
But on my way past, I did notice they got a big pitchwood beetle infestation. Serves them right for using cheap imported lumber.
You wouldn't have anything to do with the sudden appearance of these beetles.
They're there naturally. Pretty much any piece of pitchwood in the world is full of them. There's just no way you can stop them. Just slow them down.
Or speed them up.
Now, why would someone want to do that?
It's okay. No one's hurt. But the hoarding all fell down. And you guys are not going to believe what was behind it.
Try us.
Yeah, let's see. Wait, they took off all the walls.
Exactly. The Badger and Bucket is the first of a new concept in patio pubs. The entire bar is a patio. It's like having a pie without the crust, and then icing on top of where the crust would be, and then ice cream put on top of the icing.
A patio. That's it?
This was totally my idea. But it's so much cooler.
Yeah, great minds think alike.
But who would build the hoarding so rickety that it would just come crashing down like that? Someone could have been killed.
Yeah, Uncle. Who indeed?
And in my neighborhood, too. Stan, you better alert the Armpit Coalition.
Elbow Coalition.
Shameful.
Yep, I'll say. Causing damage, giving illicit potions to the pitchwood beetles.
Giving the what to the what?
I have no idea what she's on about.
Every board in that hoarding is full of beetles, apparently. So what would happen if you, I don't know, let's say, fed those beetles crenulated spirits?
Preposterous!
Well, they'd probably go nuts and eat everything. Wait, do you think that's what happened?
I have my suspicions.
But who would do a thing like that? Gubbin. No, you didn't. You didn't, did you? You didn't.
I can neither confirm nor deny any involvement in such things.
Jeez! What if they finish eating all the hoarding and they're still hungry? Did you think of that? What if they come over here looking for more?
Now! These are oak beams. They wouldn't touch them. And pitchwood beetles like it dry. They're not going to cross all that mud.
Yeah, see? Nothing to worry about. Uncle's got it all worked out. Yep.
Now what?
Oh my gosh.
That was the old shack next to the Badger and Bucket.
I'll be right back.
So, do you figure it was made of pitchwood too?
Yeah, probably.
You don't sound so sure this time.
I'm just hoping no one got injured.
Well, why don't you go out and help Stan check?
I think maybe I'll get a pail and go wet down the mud in front of our place, just to be on the safe side, you know?
So, good news. Looks like no one was in there. And it's vacant, too. The bad news is the beetles are still on the move.
Nice one, Uncle.
But the other good news is, between the two, we've got an amazing view now.
Oh, whoa!
Look, you can see the North Shore there, and then all the way up to the palace.
Damn it.
The palace, huh?
So, the other good news...
50% off pink paint?
If we join.
So... Salmon or flustered flamingo?
The Axe and Crown, starring Hugo Jones, Art Carlson, and Marisa King. Written and directed by Sean Howard and Eli McElveen. Recorded in Toronto at Trench Recordings. Sound design by Eli McElveen. Produced by Sean Howard.
Want something else fantastical to listen to? We love the sardonically witty epic The Once and Future Nerd. Look for it wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you next week.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-dums and Dice would like to welcome you to the grim darkness of the 41st millennium in The Valentine Heresy, an actual play podcast set in the Genesis adaptation of Warhammer 40,000's Dark Heresy RPG. Newly promoted Inquisitor Lucius Valentine has received visions of the death of the immortal God Emperor. With few options before him, he teams up with hive-bred criminal siblings Lyric and Alto. Together, they must defeat a cabal of shadowy foes to save the Emperor and the Imperium. Can this trio of unlikely heroes survive in a galaxy where there is only war?
The Emperor is going to die in a year. My job is to make sure the Emperor doesn't die. Because if the Emperor dies, the Astronomicon goes out. And the only thing keeping the Imperium alive is the fact that we have a very large navy and a very large army and space marines, and they shoot everyone. It's delightful. Praise the Emperor. Thanks for that. But if the Astronomicon goes out, we have no navy, we have no ability to defend ourselves, and the Xenos and Chaos will overrun us instantly because there will be no defense.
So every planet will turn out like Galen's Glory?
And that would be the best case scenario, which is why we need to keep the Emperor on his throne.
I spit in my palm and put my hand out for a handshake.
Am I supposed to do something in return? Is this... I'm sorry, I just don't know what this is.
Alto's like, yeah, like this. He spits in his hand and puts it out towards you as well.
Then I spit in both palms and shake their hands separately.
We have an inquisitorial band.
Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy. Available now.